Space Trawler from December 4th, 2019. They are now aboard the spaceship. Etana, Emily, Ruddock, and then the two humans who have yet to be named. Why haven't I named them? I don't know. Anyways, there's sort of the living quarters. There's some four bunks, sort of a split level you see. Maybe some legs of a cafe table above. Of course they are. I know what they are. I'm the author. Of course I know that's what they are. And there's, Etana is unconscious on the couch. And Emily is speaking. And she says, "Now, tell me what happened." The tall man says, "This bobble-headed dog on a hover bike was chasing her." Then it's a close-up of him and the other human. And he says, in the second panel, "It left behind a bomb." And the other one says, "I bravely kicked it into a hole. The bomb, not the alien." Next panel is a close-up of Emily, and she says, "They don't sound familiar, and they had some sort of scan blocker, which somehow was beyond my tech, and I wasn't able to find out anything about them. That worries me." Next panel, we see Etana is waking up. And she's still with the right hand is clutching the Aproxa scan, and with her left hand has moved to her forehead, and we see the side of Emily's hair. She's standing in the way foreground. So Etana, lying on the couch, says, "Hello, did you respond to my distress call?" Emily says, "Yes." And the next panel is just Emily looking down. She's saying, "Don't worry. The Metabot said you're just a little stunned. You'll be fine." In the last panel, it's all four of them again. And Etana is saying, "We have to get back to my house. They're stealing my parents and erasing their memories of me." To which the other human says, "You know, there could be a lot of merit in something like that."